think I remember you saying that Witcher had a shit ton of issues, but then after a while, it got resolved and was fixed.
Today, it's a totally different game. It's a complete game. When I first played The Witcher, it had a massive problem. The big problem was that NVIDIA, technology that NVIDIA had, mainly the Hairworks thing, they put that in The Witcher 3, and it fucked everything. It was not optimized for it at all. So the way to fix it was just to simply turn off the Hairworks, whatever. So you didn't see all the hair. But a bunch of other effects were tied into that. So as you were reducing effects, you weren't getting the same graphics that you were seeing from then. I mean, the big thing back then was that the game didn't look as good as it did at the last E3. And admitted they had to turn some of this stuff off because it had so many damn problems. It was breaking every damn thing. And that's what's happening here. The ray tracing technology, that shit ain't fucking work on the PlayStation or Xbox.
Like those console versions, those things look terrible.
Absolutely. Like they can't keep up with
it. They look like 360 PS3 level.
I see what they did because it works insanely well with what I'm using. It's that DLSS.
You have the 2070 or 2060? 2070.
All right. 60, and this shit looks fine to me. I'm
gonna run it on medium. I mean, I can run mine on ultra with like certain stuff turned off and get about like 45 frames a second, and it looks okay.
Yeah, with that DLSS, dynamically scales certain things within the game so that it runs at a steady frame rate.
Yeah, because it's just like the consoles that it's like the adaptive frame rates. So it's like the Xbox One X and like the PlayStation 4 Pro, they can do that a little bit better than the base systems.
And PlayStation 5 and the Xbox, from what I said, they're not handling it as well either. I'm like, no shit. You've literally got six different pieces of technology. Despite the fact that the PlayStation Pro and the Xbox X Ultra, whatever it's called, are just the upscaled versions of the base models, it's still different pieces of hardware running in that. You got different compat issues going on in there. I completely understand how this shit got fucked up. And they're trying to hold true to that promise they made that they're going to release everything in one go.
Yeah.
So that.
Yeah, really, if the game had it came out first quarter of 2021, I don't think anybody would have been upset. But it was just those two delays. I mean, particularly the last one was pretty bad where the game was supposed to come out.
Oh, but wasn't that delayed because they were doing things to modify for the consoles?
Yeah.
Its problem, from what I heard, was that NVIDIA was running into a problem with getting their new graphics cards out. Because you just saw they dropped like maybe a week before the game came out. So they didn't know if they were going to be able to meet the demand that was out there for it. We knew about the graphics card thing. Barry, you were telling me about this months ago, especially with COVID, because
the beginning of this year, certain things just became scarce.
It wasn't just memory. It was
power supplies. It was.
Yes, that's it. Power supplies and the
motherboards GPU were scarce. I mean, you couldn't find certain AMD motherboards, certain Intel motherboards, but
the game is built around NVIDIA's technology to showcase their tech. NVIDIA and CD Projekt Red put that together. If COVID hadn't happened, and if CD Projekt Red had told Microsoft and Sony, look, we'll release it when it's done on your consoles. Don't worry about it. This thing would have been game of the year, phenomenalness, amazingness, and nobody would have said shit else otherwise. But because they're trying to meet everyone's demand, it was doomed to failure. The bugs will get fixed. There's no question about that.
Yeah, I'm not worried about that. But people are just
fucking with God because The Witcher was fucked up. I mean, I remember that shit was on low for a bit.
I mean, this game is Fallout 4 types of issues. I mean, this is Bethesda.
Just for console, though, not PCs.
Even on PC. I'm trying to think what happened. I think I was going back to my car. My car was like floating. I'm like, okay. Then I got into the car. And then it caught up to the fact that the car needs to be on the ground.
Mm-hmm. Only issue I ran into, Keanu Reeves or whatever, his fucking Johnny, right?
Right.
He's smoking a cigarette. Sometimes the cigarette just be floating by his goddamn self. Like,
yeah, things, items that they're holding in their hands will sometimes just stay there. And
yeah, I'm like, whoa, hey, what kind of cigarette is that?
That's just straight up pausing. But like, even with all that, this shit is fucking phenomenal. I'm just like, track it down. Serial killers? I'm running around here.
Track down serial killers, doing bounties. I mean, trying to get some money.
James, all about those bounties, yeah.
Yeah, right. Man, Red Dead. This is GTA and
Red Dead Redemption.
GTA and fucking Deus Ex.
Oh, it's 1,000 times better than Deus Ex. Like
when I was talking about the mixture.
I get it. I didn't even think about Deus Ex when I was playing this game because I was like, this is what Deus Ex wishes it was. Pray to God that it could be somewhat like this.
Yeah, I would probably say Deus Ex was a little bit more linear.
It was so compressed. There's been a couple of times I've just like gone out and just walked around. Think of you fast travel maybe 5 times. That video and getting all the free shit, fast travel for all that, just because I wanted to get around to all those places real quick. But other than that, I'll just drive around, check out the area and stuff. Ain't saw an article with some bullshit.
The what? Like,
do you mean the one that the people were complaining about?
Yeah. Oh, there's a GameSpot article where I not play this game.
That set off this whole weird situation where, and Keith and I were talking about this the other day, and I brought this up to James about the traditional games media, mm-hmm. and they were just upset on certain levels, whether it be about the release schedule, whether it be about who can stream what. But then people started looking into the actual written reviews. It's like, oh, well, yeah, it seemed like you didn't do this. And then that just turned into people getting pissed off from like all these traditional game review sites, getting pissed off at people on Twitter or Facebook and Instagram, and this being a whole crusade about social agendas. I'm like, that's not what they were saying. Well, you hate this person or you phobic this. And it's like this big stretch that people keep making.
So hold on, let me get this straight. So you're telling me that someone made a review of this game, it did not fully play the game, and then people called him out?
So there were like maybe two people on YouTube. Like, mm-hmm. Can't remember their...
One of the guys called the quartering. Borderline.
There were like two people that really dug into, and it was clear because the person, I guess they had like a video stream later on, or like an interview later on, that they didn't play certain portions of the game.
She did a podcast, and she basically said, I didn't craft anything. I crafted one thing, and I only have one car, so why do I need to buy cars?
It was just thing where like all these other mm-hmm. review sites started ganging up on people on Twitter. It was like, well, this weird spat about you don't know what you're talking about. We're the experts, you're nothing type thing. And I'm like, well, rule number one of any business is don't piss off the customer. Happens all the time. It just happened in Star Wars. So it's like, don't piss off the customers. And then it just turned into this whole thing about gender dynamics and politics. I'm like, again, it's not about that. It's not about that. Right. And I'm not that invested in the game to be like, oh yeah, trounce on this person or the other person. But yeah, if you were talking about you being an expert on something, and then you say, well, I'm not the expert, I didn't do something, you seem wrong. You seem wrong just in the general situation. Well, if you didn't do something, then how did you do it? I mean, if the game is designed a certain way, you don't play the game. It's not the difference of playing on easy. It was like you just skipped major portions of the game.
Burned through the single player, just whatever she could, and didn't do anything else. It's ridiculous. And the review was terrible. Like, and people called it out almost immediately. She did not play the fucking game. They were butthurt about it. They were like, just as Barry said, this all was CD Projekt Red to begin with of the whole crunch thing.
Well, you can only use our footage for the review, but then after the review, you can use your own footage. CD Projekt Red didn't do themselves any favors. I wouldn't say they tried to pull a fast one, but they tried to do damage control in the best way possible. And it turned out to be not a good decision. What should have happened is that the game should have been delayed. Like, regardless of who gets pissed off, but they had sold so many pre-orders, they just kept charging. I'm like, all right, so if you're coming out this year, I'm like, hey, yeah, the game's coming out next year in 2020. All right, wow. Someone said the game's coming in fall of 2021. I'm like, oh, yeah, that makes sense. But saying you're coming out in 2020, trying to launch alongside of these new consoles, that just seemed like it was a massive undertaking. And then still trying to support the older consoles, which... I didn't own them, but they have limitations. They already had limitations, which is why they put out a second round of systems that had better hardware. So them trying to work on 5 different versions of the game, but you still don't have the PlayStation 5, Xbox, like whatever they call that, Xbox. It's just a lot to do. From what I played in the game, it plays okay. It reminds me of a Bethesda game. Bethesda games have problems. And I'm glad I stopped to look at some YouTube videos. It was like, oh, yeah, you should probably be looting everything or deconstructing stuff, selling things, because I did a couple missions. I did a mission. Like, let me just got back in the car. Yeah, we'll be trying to put some time into it this week.
Yeah. I can see this shit possibly being a grind for money and just to get shit. take up my time until Red Dead gets a motherfucking heist. I got the new bounty hunter thing, but I'm like, we've done this before. It's just the same shit. Until they come with a heist, I probably won't be on Red Dead.
James, you really need to give up on those Rockstar games. I'm going to tell you right now, they're going to let you down.
Just like they're going to GTA again.
Just like the time they stole that money.
I'm not getting on GTA again.
They stole that money from you in GTA. They said that you.
It was funny, y'all.
James, that was, you got my shit back, though. Said you stole it. Yeah, it was like, you acquired this money. It means we don't understand. They still took the money from
me. I got my shit back. If I didn't get my shit back, GTA was going to be a wrap.
The only two games I know that let James down like that were GTA and Rainbow Six. What, anything to do with it, yo?
Notice I didn't play that shit until they gave my money back.
James was pissed, boy. I remember that shit. God damn.
Because I earned that goddamn money, Keith. I worked my ass off for that money.
I was like, but James, you never spent it.
You were with me on those
shits. I was with you, but you never spent it, yo. Like, that's why I told you to spend the damn money.
That's not the point.
I told you to spend that damn money, yo. I told you multiple times, spend it. Oh, no, I don't want to.
Don't take my shit away that I earned. But once I get my shit back, I jump back in. It's funny how they put out another heist for GTA, but, like, come on, man. The game is, like, damn near close to 7 years old.
Yeah, it came out 2013. Then it showed up 2015 on PC.
PC, yeah.
It was GTA, then GTA Online came out 2014.
So 6 years. Yeah. So 6 years, there's so many people still on that game.
Hacking.
That too. You don't even have to add more content. People are going to still play this shit.
I still remember some of those Red Dead when people were hacking. James got pissed off.
I got on there recently before I uninstalled it. Yeah, before I uninstalled it. And, you know, shot a goddamn grizzly bear at me. Done. I'm fucking done with this game. I was like, what the fuck, yo? I'm like, come on, man. That I could deal with because I just shot the grizzly bear and said, fuck it. Then they just kill everybody on the map. Fucking.
Who was with me? Was it you, Barry, or was it Keith?
I think I might have been watching a game or something when somebody did that to you.
What was it? No, I think it was you, Keith. Remember that time it was this one dude, he was coming after you, and then I came in and shot him with incendiary buckshots. And he kind of brushed that shit off. And he just kept going and shit. You remember that, Keith?
Yeah, I think I do.
I mean, we did end up killing him, but he took too many bullets. Too many bullets.
Nah, too many suckers, okay. And not enough time.